The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 31st, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Translation. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth.
Anartha upasamam sakshat. Anartha means, artha means, which is essential, artha. So anartha means just the opposite. Present material condition is that we have increased some unwanted things on earth. Therefore, we have been entangled. Just like yesterday I was speaking with that president, he was thinking the problem of economics. And what is the problem? There is no problem. Anywhere, any part of the world, you live. You just have some land and some animals. Animals means cow. Other animals also you can keep. There is no harm, but cows must be there, animals. And you cannot destroy the cows. If you want to eat meat, that is the Indian system. Indian system, for meat eaters, there is concession. Just like for sex life there is concession, similarly for meat eater also there is concession. And for drunkards there is concession. Not impractical. Suppose one is drunkard, meat eater, if I say all of a sudden stop it, he is not sober, he will not accept. Just like in India there was prohibition, Gandhi by sentiment. There was no education. He wanted to make all of a sudden stop. So there was illicit drinking, illicit manufacture of wine, increased so much. The government saw that we are losing the excise duty. These people are distilling illicit liquor. So now government to save money, and now they are manufacturing and inducing people, all right, we go on doing. So unless we are sober for stopping one kind of unwanted things, we have to introduce another. This is karma yoga, karma kanda yoga. If you have to erect a very high skyscraper building, then for the materials you have to dig somewhere to make it a lake. You take it from there, here, and put it here. This is karma. You cannot manufacture. Suppose this high skyscraper building you have constructed, the another place you have taken out something. The stock is the same, conservation of the energy. You cannot increase the stock. That is not possible. So in this way we have been entangled. This is called anartha. Therefore that gentleman was, if we take everyone, that is not possible. Everyone is not going to take Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. But he was thinking like that. Sometimes they put this argument that everyone becomes Krishna conscious. Who will look after this business, that business? That will you look after. Don't bother. The Shudra class, they take care. The Brahman class, they will take advantage. And the Shudra class, they will work hard. It's like you are taking advantage of this micro for Krishna. But we are not going to manufacture it. That is not our business. Let the Shudras do it. Shudras will be there, they will do it. This is called Ajagar Vritti. Ajagar Vritti means that the mouse, they make a hole in the field for his living comfortably. You know, you have seen the holes in the field. And the Ajagar, the big snake, they take advantage of this hole. They enter into it and eat the mouse and live comfortably. So the mouse makes the comfortable place for the snake. The snake business is to enter and live comfortably. So our business is like that. You Shudra, you make all the advantages and we take simply. Go there. That's all. That is our business. You construct house, nice house, we enter. That's George Harrison paid for that house, we enter. That's all. We did not care for this 55 lakhs how to earn. No. That is Krishna's policy. Let the less intelligent class of men work hard, and the higher intelligent class of men take advantage of it. That's all. So, but after all, it is anartha to increase too much of these necessities of life. That is anartha. That is not required. So, we have now increased so many unwanted things. And we have been entangled. Sukadeva Goswami says that to minimize this anartha, one has to take to bhakti yoga, anartha upasamamsaksa. It's like the other man came yesterday. They have created the anartha hippie problem and the drugs, intoxication problem. Now they want to subside it. They have come to our center for give some advice. But our advice is the same. Anartha upasamam, sapsat bhakti yogam. Begin chanting. What did he say? Did he accept our permanent or not?
He was reluctant.
He
was reluctant.
He will not accept. He will come to consult you, but if you say something which is already formulated by him, then they will accept. That means you have to say his formula, yes, then he will accept. He has already some formula. And if you say, yes, it is good, then you are a very good man. And if you say something else, then I will accept. See? This is the idea. Actually, it is said in the Shastra, so for all these anarthas, the only means is bhakti yoga. Savanam bhakti yoga means savanam kirtan. Let everyone all over the world give chance to the people of this savanam kirtanam. All the problems of the world will be solved. That's a fact. Anartham upasamam sakshas. Directly, and you can realize from your own life how much anarthas were accompanying with you. Now, they are all subsided. Sakshat, what does it mean? It's chanting. Now, you enjoy chanting, dancing, but people will not take you. This is the only means. Because you have been attracted by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and dancing, you are no more interested. In this morning time, in every house you can go, either they are sleeping or they are drinking bed tea or without washing mouth, and all the germs are going within the tea, and they are being infected within the intestines, and they are getting so many diseases, but they will not understand. But here, and the Bhakti Yoga, everyone rises early in the morning and then washes himself, takes bath, becomes clean, and chant Hare Krishna mantra, read book. This is Bhakti Yoga. Automatically everything will be hygienic principle, health question, economic question, social, political, everything will be solved. It is not joking. Anartha vasamam saksad bhakti yogam agatkariya. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the Sankirtan movement for cleansing the heart, the consciousness, the mind. So, Vasudev, under the instruction of his spiritual master Narada, he meditated in bhakti yoga and he saw the Supreme Personality of God. Apasat purusham purna. Purna means complete. So we are also purusha, living entities. Purusha means enjoyer. So we are trying to enjoy, but we are incomplete, not complete. We have got so much desire to enjoy, but we cannot because we are incomplete. There are that song sung by Vidyapati that Tatala Saikate Bari Bindu Samo. Tatala Saikate, in hot sand beach, you require so much water. But if somebody says, yes, I will supply water, give me water, no, one drop, so that will not satisfy me. So, we have got so many desires that cannot be fulfilled by so-called material advancement of life. It is not possible. So, Vyasadeva saw the Purnam Purusham. Purnam Purusham Mayancha Tadapasraya. And he saw Maya also, but Maya is not conquering of life because Krishna is Purna. Maya cannot conquer. In full light, there cannot be darkness. Any amount of darkness you put before the sun shine, there is no possibility. It cannot stand. Within the sun glow, within the orbit of the sun, any amount of, because the sun glow is so big, and the orbit is so big, that the whole universal darkness you bring there, there will be no darkness. Just imagine. It is not even a fact. The universal darkness, all the darkness of the universe you bring before the sun, it will not happen. It cannot happen. Because the sun is full light. It is not an imitation light. Here we have got this imitation light. The big amount of cloud is there, immediately it will be dark. But sunlight is full light. Similarly, Krishna is Purna Purusha. The Mayavadi philosopher, they think that when Krishna comes, he reduces his energy, therefore he also becomes covered by Maya. This is called Mayavad. Mayavad means the Maya has covered everything. So Maya has covered Krishna also. This is Mayavad philosophy. Because Maya has covered me, you and everyone, and therefore Maya has covered Krishna. Unless Krishna or the Absolute Truth, Brahma, becomes covered by Maya, he cannot take a form. This is Maya material. As we have taken form, because the Prakriti, material nature has helped us to take this form. Similarly, their philosophy is, even the Absolute Truth, Brahma, he incarnates, he accepts a body of this material nature. But that is not bad. Krishna says, sambhavami atmamaya. I am not external energy. I come in my own energy. The Mayavadi philosopher, they do not understand. Abhijananti mag mura. Therefore, they have been described as mura, asses, fools, rascals. Abhijananti mag mura. Because I have come here in the form of a human being, they take it for acceptance. Krishna is also another human being. But that is not here. If one sees Krishna through bhakti yoga, as Vyasadeva said, bhakti yoga na manasi, mind must be saturated with bhakti yoga. Then you can see the Supreme Person Purnam, not affected by maya. Apasat purusham purnam. And so far maya is karna, although maya is very influential, that's all that. Apasrayam, turning at the background, cannot come in front. It's like the same example. The darkness cannot come in front of. You stand before, facing your mouth towards the sun. The darkness is in the background, not in front. Similarly, the darkness, maya, cannot stand before Krishna. She is always behind. Maya to the avasaya. Now this maya cannot cover Krishna. But we become covered. Therefore in the next verse it is said, jaya sanmahitam jiva. That maya which is so influential that she has extended her influence over all the living. Jaya sarmohita bivulya. We living entities, we are bivulya. Especially those who have not taken to Krishna consciousness, they are bivulya. They are thinking this material world is everything. Therefore they have got some problem. Simply problem. He was thinking, the gentleman was thinking, how this economic problem, but because he is in maya. But had he been in bhakti yoga, then he could understand there is no problem at all. There is no problem. It is simply maya. It is simply illusion. There is no problem. All problems are solved. You can practically see. We have got 100 branches. We have no problem. Because Krishna is there. So our traveling, each time, lakhs of rupees. I am traveling. But one man cannot see once in life London and New York from India. I see 4 times in a year. So I have no problem because Krishna is there. We are spending lakhs of rupees. But where from the money is coming? Krishna is saying, we have no problem. Now you have spent in Bombay 18, 20 lakhs of rupees. People are surprised. It is 50 lakhs worth property. People are surprised, some of them are very envious, and if you come, you'll find it is very, very fine place. It is just like a paradise garden. 20,000 square yards. And we have got 6 buildings. So, actually, when we come to Krishna consciousness, there is no problem. Problem is created. So long we are bewildered by maya, there is problem. Otherwise there is no problem. Therefore it is said, jayasanvahita jiva. The jiva, when the living entities are covered by this material encasement, he is called jiva. Jiva-bhuta. Otherwise, Brahma-bhuta. Otherwise, Brahma. So long he is covered by this maya, he is called jiva. Sanmohita, jiva. But when he is not sanmohita, he is not bivulya, he is Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. So, being bewildered by the Maya, Sanmohita, Jiva, what is his position now? Jaya Sanmohita Jiva, Atmanam Trigunatmakam, Atmanam, the soul, spirit soul, on account of his being bewildered, he is thinking that I am depending on this material nature, Trigunatmakam. I am depending on these three material qualities, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Therefore, one who is strictly following the principle, Bhakti Yoga principle, he is not touched by the Triguna. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpata. Immediately he is in original position. Brahma bhuta. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma nasurajat. This is the sign. And so long one is captured by Maya, covered by Maya, his position is sanmohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. He is thinking that I am something of this material nature, trigunatmakam. Paropi, although he is transcendental, his spirit soul, paropi manute anartham, he is thinking so many problems. Anartham. He is thinking of so many problems. Just like the gentleman came to concert, as soon he proposed that this is the medicine, he will not take. He thinks it can be mitigated otherwise. They are simply trying to introduce their philosophy. He thought like that. But Bhakti, that is not fair. There is explained in the next one. Yes. Anartha upasamam sarsar dhakti yoga madhakari. If you want to get out of the problems, then take to Krishna consciousness. Everything will be just. This is the fact. Anartha upasamam sarsar dhakti yoga madhakari. Look at these rascals, they do not know. These rascals, mula, non-Krishna conscious man, they have been described as mula. Namang duskitana mula, prabhadante naranam, the lowest of the men. They did not surrender to Krishna on account of their mischievous and sinful life and being fool number one, duskitana mula. And being the lowest of the mankind. In mankind, means lowest of the man. In human form of body, one can understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna God. But he will not take to this. Therefore, he is called Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. In the human form of body, there is a chance, but they will not take it. Therefore, Naradhama. Why they do not take it? There are so many MA, PhD, DSC and doctors and Nobel Prize holders. Why they not? Maya, Pritakyana. That Maya has taken away his knowledge. Not allowed. Not allowed. Maya will not allow to take. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Naishan Matistavadukramangri. Prishati anartha. Upagamam jadattham apagam. Naishang matistavadutramanke. They, to get out of this Maya's problem, one has to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Mami mulam prabhadanti maya netang tarantit. It is easy process. If you surrender to Krishna, immediately get out of all these problems. So that is not being taken. It is declared, but people are not taken. Therefore, Bhagavad says that why they are not taken? They are not accepting this proposal of Krishna that you surrender. Anartha. Immediately anartha will be vanquished, but they will not take it. How? Why not? No, they have to surrender to his devotee. Niskinchananangapadarajuvisekam. Mahiyasangapadarajuvisekam. Niskinchananangapadarajuvisekam. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness unless they bow down to the dust of his devotee, to the dust of the lotus feet. Mahiyasanga Padaraja Visekam. Padaraja. Padaraja means the dust at the lotus feet of Mahiyasanga. The exalted devotee, Niskinchanana, who has nothing to do with the material world. Niskinchanana. Navinita Jara. So long one does not take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotee, he cannot surrender to Krishna. That is not possible. Therefore, it is the duty of the devotee to go from place to place and just give the chance to the people to take to Krishna consciousness, then their all problems will be solved. Thank you.